Yeah, of course. Don't give up. That's the first thing. Don't give up. There are so many times that I felt like, okay, I can't do this anymore. This is not who I am. Like, identity-wise, this is not who I am, but this is who I want to be. And so the commitment to working through that really helps. Also, don't get discouraged when you don't see progress right away. ThoughtPod is a great app. It'll change your life. I am proof of that. It'll get you excited to work out, not just working out, but excited to do it. And the community is great, and I'm happy to be here. Hi, everyone. My name is Carly, a proud ThoughtPod user, and you're listening to Built, presented by ThoughtPod.
Today's interview is one of my favorites. We sit down with Carly, who is a huge fan of the ThoughtPod app, but she is also an equally huge fan of the Built podcast, and she loves to listen to the podcast while she's working out. I absolutely was drawn to her energy as she spoke about her fitness journey. She is infectious in the enthusiasm that she has brought to this journey, and she has been committed from day one. She has seen incredible changes, and as she speaks about them, this energy and enthusiasm is going to be completely infectious to our listeners. I know that they are really going to be inspired as they listen to her share the things that she has done to completely change her life. Welcome back to all of our listeners. Today, we have another community member highlight, which are some of our favorite episodes. We love to sit down with members of the ThoughtPod community and learn about their journeys, learn about how they found ThoughtPod, what they love about it, the success that they've had. And today, we are here to sit down with Carly and learn a little bit about her story. So welcome to the program, Carly. How are you doing?
Thank you, Jonathan. I'm so excited to be here.
Welcome. It's great to have you on the podcast.
I wanted to set the stage by letting people know that we made a call out in the community to ask for people who would be willing to share their stories here with us on the podcast. And you replied to that call out, didn't you, Carly?
Yes. I love this podcast. I listen to it all the time. And so when I saw the post go up, I think it was not even a minute after you posted it, I responded.
So why don't you go ahead and tell the listeners a little bit about how you found the app and how long have you been using it?
So New Year's Eve 2021, I decided I wanted to start on a fitness journey. I had already lost a significant amount of weight, and I didn't feel like I was someone who looked like they had lost weight. I felt like I was still in an in-between stage, and I wanted to tone my body, and I just didn't know where to start. And so I went on Instagram, because one of the things I like to do whenever I start on a new journey is to find community. And so I wanted to find influencers that I could look to and just be in community with who are also starting something similar. And I found this person, and I feel so bad because I do not remember her name, but I found this person, and she was posting like screenshots from the ThoughtPod app. And I was like, this is the coolest app. I have to immediately download it. I have to see what this is all about. And so I did, and I was instantly hooked. I signed up the same day. And when I went back to try to find her, Instagram refreshed, and I lost her forever. So if you were posting in 2021 about using ThoughtPod on Instagram, please find me. I want to thank you.
It's got to be a couple.
That is such a sweet story.
That's awesome. I love to hear that story. And I found it in a similar way. I'm so glad that the team at ThoughtPod continued to do social media and repost. So if you're listening to this and you're on a ThoughtPod journey, make sure you hit social media and share your workouts and jump into the community. It's fantastic. So what's your favorite thing about the app, Carly?
Oh, goodness. I love that it creates and builds all of my workouts for me. I'm one of those people, and I feel like probably a lot of people are, which is probably why a lot of people are intimidated by working out. I'm one of those people who, if I have to put too much forethought into it, I don't want to do it. And so the fact that it takes the work out of it for me, and it's just like, here's your workout of the day. You can switch it out. You can do this. You can do that. But it's already laid out for me head to toe. I adore it.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about where were you at in your exercise experience when you first found the app? Were you an avid exerciser? Were you a gym goer? Were you working out at home? What did you bring to the table with you already?
I was not a very active person. I'm a proud couch potato. And I was just someone who I would enjoy doing things. My sister's a fitness instructor, so I would go to some of her classes, but it wasn't something that was really a part of my life. And it was something that I always said, like, oh, that's not for me. That would never be a part of my life.
Carly, were you a gym member at the time when you got your membership? Do you go to a gym now? What is your setup and what do you have access to as far as equipment?
I was not a gym member at the time. I had been previously in the past. I signed up probably for the free pizza at Planet Fitness. And I just never really went. But my husband, luckily, he is a fitness kind of person. And so in our basement, we had like free weights and he had a squat rack at the time. And a treadmill. During COVID, actually, when everyone was on lockdown, people would come over to my house to work out in the basement. So it was the only place you could go. And so I had all of that stuff down in the basement. I said, you know what? Why don't I just try to figure it out?
So did you enter that information into the app and customize it to just the equipment that you had access to?
Yes, that's also another one of my favorite features. So I entered in all of my equipment. I never felt like I was lacking with FitBod. I feel like sometimes you can go into a gym space and you don't know how to use the equipment, or you feel like I don't have this or how to make this work. I never felt like that.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I think people gravitate to is the fact that you can customize. Because like you said, it's no fun to have a workout created for you if you don't have access to half of the equipment that they're asking you for. So to be able to do that allows you to feel, like you said, like you can totally do this with exactly what you have. It's not like you're lacking.
That's what got me. Once I put in all my equipment, there was no turning back. I had to sign up. You are surrounded by fitness people, your sister, you had your husband in the gym. But what made you finally decide things have to change?
The thing that kind of sparked my weight loss journey in general, I had just come back from a vacation. I went on a week-long tropical vacation. It was beautiful with my then fiance, my now husband. And on the plane ride back, I had a panic attack. I had such a bad panic attack that it lasted for the duration of the flight, so 4.5 hours. And my smartwatch had recorded it as a zone 3 cardio workout. And my therapist literally took a screenshot and I gave it to her, and she has it in her office because that was something that's just so unheard of. And she told me, she said, listen, when you are on vacation, sometimes you will drink to excess and you will eat to excess. And when you do that, your body goes into shock and it causes panic. And I never thought about that before. And so really, I just never wanted to feel like that again. I never wanted to experience a 4-hour panic attack ever again in my life. And so that was a spark for me, just not feeling as bad as I did then. And so what's interesting is that like my journey that helped me become physically healthy was not a journey about my physical or physicality at all. It's about my mental health. And it switched everything for me.
I love that. I've had similar results. And speaking of results, you dive in, you get the app and you start working out. What have the results been like and how do they surface in your everyday life?
I'm a proud muscle mommy now. I love being muscular. I've had such great gains. I think I posted last year randomly, oh, I'm going for a walk. And I like showed my arm and my girlfriend was like, how did you get biceps from going for a walk? And I was like, you have to try FitBod. But it really has changed everything. I have so much stamina now. I can do things that I never thought I would be able to do. I run 5Ks for fun. I can lift heavy like things just off the ground. I work with a lot of police officers. I love being like, do you want to have a push-up contest? Because I will go with you right now, toe-to-toe. I love it. And I love challenging myself. And I'm a very competitive person. And so I love trying to lift more than my husband and his twin brother. It brings me joy.
You mentioned that this wasn't a physical journey for you in the beginning. So how did you begin to measure your progress? And how do you measure your progress today?
I originally started with just progress photos. I took photos start, and then I would take a photo every single month to kind of track my journey. And that was really successful when I first started. But I think like now that I've been into it for a while, the progress is slower. So I do take measurements and I love to track my measurements. Every month I have like a goal. I'm like, I want to gain 3 centimeters in my left bicep. It's just so random, but it helps me and it works. But then also just like how I feel. And I think that that's the biggest one for me. I remember when I first started, I didn't have enough stamina to run. I couldn't lift anything. And seeing my weight increase, like the numbers that I'm lifting increase, is a huge one. This was the first year I ever started using a barbell. That was on my goals for 2023, to lift with barbells, to do squats and everything. And so just seeing that increase, my confidence increase, 10 out of 10.
I love love that. I love your enthusiasm. It sounds like you've really fallen in love with the process, which I think is an important thing for people. Because like you're saying, as a newbie coming into this, I think you see tremendous results very quickly when you're cleaning up your diet and you're hitting the gym and those results are coming really quickly. But I think if you can fall in love with the process and fall in love with the strength and the gains that we see in the gym, that's what's really going to help us to find long-term success, I think, because things do slow down. Like you can't be on that fast track forever.
Yeah, I think that really something that I've gotten that's aside from the physical aspect again is I've learned discipline. And I think that that's part of me falling in love with it. It's become part of my routine. And so I read this book, and oh my God, of course, the title of the book's going to escape me, but it's about building habits. Atomic Habits is the name of the book. And so part of it is about creating your identity around something. And so before, I was not a person who worked out. Like I was a proud couch potato. And in a lot of ways, I still am, but this has also become a part of my identity. So I'm a proud couch potato that likes to lift weights and go for walks and go for runs and be active and be fit. And I found that they can both exist.
I think that's so important. Creating your identity and referring to yourself and acting and making choices as if you were that. Talk to yourself like you were an athlete, and what would you fuel your body with if you were an athlete, and what would your life look like, and what would your decisions be made? So I love that book as well. I feel like that's a life-changing one for everyone to read.
I love it how discipline in the gym seems to spill over to discipline in other areas of life. So that's a great connection you made there. What about the people around you? You spoke about your sister, your husband. How are they feeling about your newfound dedication to fitness?
My husband at first was like, I don't really know if she's going to commit to it. I'm one of those people who I like to pick up hobbies and they become my whole personality and then I drop them like 6 months later. So he was on the fence, but now it's been almost 2 years. He sees that I'm really into it. And so he's so supportive and so wonderful. He bought me a new power rack for downstairs that I use all the time. So shout out to him. And he's getting a ski erg for Christmas. That's his Christmas gift to himself, but I'm going to be the one that's using it. So, and my family really has just been supportive. I think a lot of people have seen my transformation and they're like, how did you do that? Because if you knew who I was back then to see me now, it's like, how did you do that? And so a lot of people have asked me for support and for help, which is really cool. And I enjoy that. I love being like, hey, like you can do this. This is something that you can also do. Let me help you. My mother-in-law, she's always like, what do I eat? How do I get my portions right? Can you help me meal plan? And I think that's fun. It's helpful to see someone that you know, because then it becomes more attainable for you. And it's not that you're othering yourself. It's, hey, you did this. I can do it too.
I'm sure there are people listening that are experiencing some of the same things. And I'm wondering if you've got advice for folks that may be just starting in their journey with fitness and maybe even with the app.
Yeah, of course. Don't give up. That's the first thing. Don't give up. There are so many times that I felt like, okay, I can't do this anymore. This is not who I am. Like identity-wise, this is not who I am, but this is who I want to be. And so the commitment to working through that really helps. Also, don't get discouraged when you don't see progress right away. I think when I was losing weight, I was stuck at one number for 3 or 4 months. And that was so frustrating, but eventually changed. Everything changes with time. And I think that also just be proud of yourself and try to not make it so much about your body. But if you could find something else in it that brings you joy, then not related to your physicality. If it's your mental well-being, if it's the time that you're now spending outside. I didn't realize, but Apple Watch now tracks the minutes a day that you were outside in sunlight. And so now that's my favorite metric to try to improve on. Like, how many minutes am I outside every day?
So you've mentioned nutrition a couple of times. You talked about people asking you for help with that. So give us a little bit about your philosophy when it comes to nutrition. You said that you lost a bunch of weight before you ever even started to exercise. So to me, that means that you must have changed something in your diet. So tell us about that process of how you've grown and seen changes with your nutrition.
I love food. Food is my favorite thing in the entire world. Even still to this day, 80 pounds later, food is still my favorite thing in the world. And so I definitely had to change a lot. I had to really look at what I was eating. I bought a food scale so I could figure out what portions actually looked like, because that's very difficult if you don't know to kind of figure out. I'm definitely, again, one of those people who I'm like, if I have to measure it, I'm not going to do it. So trying to get myself into that, because that was something that I wanted. But now my diet is really very protein based. I eat a high protein moderate carb kind of diet. I'm not one of those 80-20 people. I love to host. I love to have people over. I love to cook. Cooking is definitely one of my love languages. And so for me, it's really about enjoying myself and my space and whatever I'm in. I did not lose weight to lose my life. I've lost weight to extend my life. And so part of that is really trying to be happy and healthy within that space. And so that's the balance I have to strike.
That's awesome, because that's part of the reason I work out as well. I love to eat. And so I want as much muscle as I can so I can eat more calories. That being said, what's a go-to meal for you, and what do you like to indulge in?
I don't really consider it an indulgence, because when you're living the 60-40 life, you're just living. Probably the most common meal in our house is anything that has ground turkey in it. So like enchilada bowls, if we do like turkey burgers, anything with ground turkey. I'm probably the ground turkey queen. I'm also the queen of Costco rotisserie chicken. So that's a staple. But I also really love ice cream. And Gio, I know you love ice cream too. So I'm talking right to you. I could eat ice cream every single day. And some weeks I do eat ice cream every day, because when you're living the 60-40 life, the rules are very loose.
Okay, so you mentioned that you do seek out protein and you consider yourself someone that wants to eat a higher protein diet. So give us some of the quick go-tos or some of the places that you know that you can find protein. Because I think that's a question that a lot of people have. A lot of people are like, where can I get protein for breakfast and where can I look for it? People often only think of meat. So give us some of your quick go-tos for the protein hit that you get.
Yes, I start every morning with protein. I front load my protein. It's just like when I call my exercise, I front load my endorphins for the day. And then after that, I front load my protein. So I do Greek yogurt every single morning. That's my staple, Greek yogurt, protein granola. I put protein in my coffee. Egg whites are huge. I'll put that in everything. Nutritional yeast, I put that on everything because it adds a little bit of protein. I will eat it until I die. Ground turkey, ground chicken, rotisserie chicken. Those are all huge, huge staples in my house.
What are some of the things that if I put in front of you, you will not eat?
I don't think anything. I'm a very adventurous eater.
I think anything prepared well is worth giving a try, right? If it's out of a can or if it's just kind of haphazardly thrown together. But anything prepared well, I think is worth a shot. Don't you think, Gio?
No. I'm a picky eater. That being said, when it comes to workout, though, what do you like? What kind of routine are you in? PPL or some other kind of routine?
So I am upper lower split. So I try to hit 4 days a week. And so I do 2 and 2. My settings on Fitbod are intermediate. So I started incorporating the barbells now. So I do squats and shoulder raises and all of those.
How long are your workouts?
They're 1 hour.
I was just going to follow along those lines of what you will not. So are there exercises that you will not attempt? Are there things that are on your no-go list?
Yeah, I'm not as an adventurous exerciser as I am an eater. So I will not do jump squats. I will not do burpees. I will not do... oh, goodness. Anything that involves jumping. My ceilings are low in my basement. That's where my gym is. So part of it is that I don't want to hit the ceiling of my roof. I'm a tall girl. But also, I want to take care of my knees. I just turned 30 and they're good and I want to keep them good. We're not jumping.
Well, I hope your knees are still good at 30. Wondering about how you came to find the settings in the Fitbod app. There's a lot of folks that start and they have no idea where to begin. How did you land on the settings that you have today? And did it take some time?
I think, honestly, I went in and I was like, what do I want to do? The thought is so intuitive that I was like, I want to tone my body. Toning was a setting. Click, done, check. And when I started, I actually had my settings on 5 days a week. And that was my commitment. And I held that up for about a good year. And then I got sick. And so I couldn't really participate anymore as I wanted to. But after that, I toned it down and I did 3. But as soon as I went in, I just put in all of that information and I looked at it and I said, okay, this is something that I can do. This is obtainable. These exercises are not intimidating. This is something that seems very reasonable. And history was made that moment.
So as you're speaking, you sound very knowledgeable when it comes to all of the jargon, all of the macros, all of the splits. Do you feel like you have gained an education solely through Fitbod, or has this become something that you seek out outside of Fitbod and you're gathering information as you go from other sources?
It's so funny, Jonathan. As you ask that question, I'm shaking my head like, no, I'm definitely not educated in this. So thank you, because that's a very big compliment. I think that when I started, I had no real idea about anything. And so I think that as you go along, you learn. The Fitbod community on Facebook is a huge, huge library of knowledge. Honestly, it's the best people. It's the best community in all of the internet. And it's people who just want to help, and they give you so much information that I learned a lot from there. When I first started this journey, I wanted to seek out people online. I follow a lot of influencers who I get information from. Not everything is great information, so you have to figure out and weed through, but you definitely learn as you go. And I think that that's also like a non-scale victory in and of itself. It's like, how much knowledge now do I have about this subject that I did not have previously?
If you're a Fibbot user but not part of the community, join us on the Facebook community page where Carly just gave an amazing shout out, because it is the greatest community. That being said, Carly, were you a lurker or did you jump right in and start getting involved?
It was a little bit of both. I think it took me a while because I don't know where this rumor comes from, but there's like a lot of, there's a stereotype that people who are into health and fitness are like meatheads and they're really mean and nasty. And so I needed to get into the space first and assess it for myself to make sure that this was a place that I would be received well and I felt comfortable. And so I think it took me about a month. And I posted a picture. I got some kettlebells. And Jonathan, you commented. You were like, I want their shoes. And I was like, she likes my shoes.
Wait, good for me for focusing on the important parts of the post. So do you consider yourself an active participant in the community to this day?
I think so. Yeah. I try not to spend as much time on my phone. So my Facebook time is definitely limited. But when I am on, I definitely always scroll through. I comment on people's successes. I try to give advice when I can, where I'm good at giving advice in the area. So yeah, I definitely am.
When did you feel comfortable to post your first Flex Friday picture?
Probably before I even posted my first actual post. I think that there's comfort in knowing it was like in a thread. And so I think that once I saw my first little baby gain, I was like, oh yeah, I'm showing it off.
Flex Friday it's got to be the most popular thread. So if you're listening to this and you're not familiar, like Gio said, jump in. There's a link in the show notes and you'll be transported right into the Facebook community for Fitbod. And every Friday, Jonica starts the day with an invitation to flex your muscles, show the progress that you're having. That's a really fun part of the community and I love it.
What are some of the goals you want to achieve in the coming year?
For me, I actually just made my list of goals for 2024. So out of my 4 days a week, I want to incorporate one cardio day because cardio is very important. And then two, I want to hit the million mark for how many pounds I lifted this year. So I hit 850 or 60,000 pounds, which is insane, right? Like me from my couch would never even think that I would be able to do that 2 or 3 years ago. But next year, I want to be able to hit 1 million pounds. And hit the million pound clubs.
Carly is referring to the fact that Fitbod keeps a running total of all of your lifts, so the total pounds that you've lifted, which lifts you've done the most often that year. You can keep track of that in the app on a regular basis, but usually, and people have started to talk about it and they're starting to wonder, usually at the end of the year, we get an email where they present all of the numbers to the year end totals. And I think people really look forward to those because like you're saying, Carly, it's really impressive to see the cumulative numbers and the work that happens when we're there day in and day out, putting our hard work and our effort into things. It's really fun and it's a payback to see how it all pays off at the end of the year. I'm wondering if you were to look back at yourself, 2 years ago, and any advice that you would give to yourself as you were starting out on this journey, as you look back, were there things that you really struggled with? Were there insecurities that you had? What advice would you give to yourself just starting out on this journey?
That's such a good question. And I've never thought about that. Probably what I would say to other people, keep going because this is something that you want. And progress takes a long time. And don't get discouraged when you don't see progress. And also that I am the only person in control of my decision. And in knowing that, the decision to go lift weights, the decision to eat a healthy meal, the decision to get a good night's sleep, all of those are in my realm of control. And to just be cognizant of that and to make sure that weights are heavy, but you're stronger than your biggest obstacle. And it'll all be good in the end.
Love that.
Carly, we affectionately refer to this community as gym rats. We're gym rats. So we have this little segment that we like to do. It's called Gym Rat Rapid Fire. You want to play along?
Yes. I'm so excited.
Okay. All right. So we're going to ask you a series of questions, this or that style. Let's get it kicked off. Gym Rat Rapid Fire. Here we go. Cardio or weights, Carly?
Wait.
Morning or evening workouts?
Morning.
Yoga or Pilates?
Yoga.
Free weights or machines?
Free weight.
Okay. If you're going to run, are you going to choose the treadmill or outdoor?
outside. Give me something to look at.
Do you use a personal trainer or are you solo?
Solo.
Protein shake or whole food post-workout?
Protein shake for convenience, but whole food always.
Okay. Box gym or home gym?
Home gym.
Music or podcasts while you're working out?
Podcast. Specifically this one.
Stretching before, after, or both?
I don't stretch at all, but...
Dumbbells or kettlebells?
Dumbbells.
Awesome. Do you work out alone or with a buddy?
Alone.
Awesome. Thanks for playing along, Gym Rat Rapid Fire. I feel like we got to know you a little bit better. Carly, this has been a great discussion. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. Is there anything else you'd like to share with the audience before we wrap?
That Bod is a great app. It'll change your life. I am proof of that. It'll get you excited to work out, not just working out, but excited to do it. And the community is great. And I'm happy to be here.
Thank you so much.
That was awesome.
Thanks to our listeners. Check out the show notes at fitbod.me/podcast for all the details from this episode. Download the Fitbod app from the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Use the promo code BUILT for a 14-day free trial. We'd love to hear from you. Leave us a comment and a rating on your favorite podcast network. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week.